بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Respected علماء الكرام Elders, beloved brothers in Islam Continuing with the tafsir of Surah Fatiha The greatest need of every human being in this world is hidayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala When it comes to the other makhlukat, the other creation, Allah Ta'ala says, رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى Allah is Rabb, and Allah introduces Himself this aspect of rububiyat. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ That Allah has created every entity, ثُمَّ هَدَى Then Allah has given that entity hidayat. This refers to the rest of the creation besides insan and jinnat. That Allah Ta'ala says the correct 100% guidance, 100% guidance, dunya and akhirat. Whatever the need of that makhluk is, Allah has already given it to it. Classical example, if you look around us, this is what we call mazahir-e-qudrat. The glaring, manifest displays of Allah's qudrat and Allah's power that we see in all the creation around us. One simple example, which Allah Ta'ala has devoted one surah of the Qur'an, Surah Nahl, the bee. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحَلِ أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس In these one or two verses, Allah Ta'ala describes this one insect, one tiny creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very interestingly, In relation to this particular insect, Allah Ta'ala uses the word wa-oha. Allah sent wahi. Allah sent revelation. In other words, correct guidance. Wa-oha rabbuka ila nahal. To the bee. To make its homes in the mountains. Now if you look at the home of the bee, or the hive, normally one hive, One colony of bees are made up of about 30,000 different bees. And Allah Ta'ala makes specific mention of the home of this bee and Allah Ta'ala makes specific mention of what is produced by the bee. If you look at the home of the bee, it's not my intention to go into a biological or a scientific lesson. MashaAllah, we just went through Taraweeh also. Many of us are clocking down for the day. Sometimes the front porch light is on, but there's no one at home also. In other words, we are in a bainan nomi wal yaqza this time of the day, between sleep and wakefulness. So if I'm going to get into some complex discussion, it's going to go straight over our heads. But this is just an indication of Allah's qudrat, Allah's power. If you look at this hive that a bee makes, manufactured by plus minus 30,000 bees. When they make the hive, when they make this home, they start from different directions. No planning, no engineer, no architectural drawing, no computer technology being used. This tiny creation of Allah, this insect, different directions they start producing this hive. And when they finish off, then we find First of all, that it is made up of hexagonal blocks. In other words, six-sided blocks. Every block is exactly the same size. And every block meets up perfectly. There's no shortage. There's no irregularities. Now this you don't need a computer to tell you. This is scientifically, logically impossible. That 30,000 bees start from different directions and when they finish off, every one is exactly six-sided and every one is exactly the same size. This is what Quran is telling us, wa-oha, Allah sent wahi. This is Allah's qudrat, Allah's power that such a thing is even possible. And then, يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُ Allah says, from the stomach of the bee we extract sharab, a liquid. مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُ The colors of this liquid vary. What is the khususiyat of it? What is the speciality of it? What is Allah's favor? Allah Ta'ala, هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا. Allah says, everything that has been created in this earth has been created for insan. Some benefit, it is serving humanity. So this sharab, this liquid that is produced by the bee, in the stomach of the bee, Allah says, فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ In it is cure, it is shifa. It is cure for humanity. Multitudes of ailments. We should get into the habit, particularly in this month of Ramadan. Try and have pure honey. Allah has made it very, very easy for us. And unfortunately, anything, when you utilize it, it has to be utilized in the correct procedure. Sometimes we have honey, but we say we don't see the benefit. Why? Because the samosa, bhajia, milkshake, coke, and honey, and naan, and everything goes together one time. So that poor digestive system is totally confused. The actual benefit is impossible. You want the true benefit of honey, have honey on an empty stomach. And have honey where there's nothing before it and nothing after it, at least for a little while. Unfortunately, the South African situation is such. There's one person, he went to a Hakim and he asked the Hakim, you know, give some dawa. So the Hakim gave him some dawa. Then he asked him the question, must I have this dawa before meals or after meals? So he said, by that question of yours is useless because South Africans are eating all the time. There's no question of before meals or after meals. Unfortunately, that has become our digestive habits. But if you want the benefit of this, have it on an empty stomach. Have it with nothing before it, have it nothing after, and you will see the multitudes of benefit. Why? Because this is Quran, this is Nas-e Qat'i. Allah says, فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ In it is shifa, is cure for multitudes of ailments. Bring yaqeen on Allah's promise, and what problems Allah Ta'ala will remove just through the simple thing like honey. The point I wanted to make, my respected brothers, if you look at this verse, يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَاب مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُ This word sharab is a noun, a liquid. It means liquid or a drink. It is singular tense, sharab. مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُ is a description of sharab, different colors of this liquid. Allah Ta'ala is talking about one bee. يَخْرُجُ Min butuniha. The word in Arabic for stomach is batan. Batan is singular. Butun is plural. If you study this verse, technically it doesn't make sense. Allah Ta'ala is saying we take out, not from one stomach, from the many stomachs of one bee, a single liquid of varying colors, which is shifa. Scientists only recently have discovered that a bee has more than one stomach. Such a tiny insect, yet it has more than one stomach. And one stomach specifically of its more than one stomach is devoted for the storage of honey. So Allah Ta'ala says, now again if you look at this verse, يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا Allah says, from the many stomachs of the one bee we extract this liquid. It is impossible that a human being born in a desert 14 centuries ago could possibly have known that a bee has more than one stomach. And yet, this is Quran. And like this, there are multitudes of living miracles that are found in Kalamullah. Unfortunately, our ta'alluq, our link, our association with Quran is not there. That is why we've got time for novels, and we've got time for other things, and we read other things. Look at this, look at that. Such a living miracle Allah Ta'ala has given us. Nevertheless, coming back to what we were talking about, Allah Ta'ala says that this is Allah's sunnat. When it comes to the other makhluk, Allah says, we created them, ثُمَّ هَدَى And we gave them the necessary guidance beforehand. whether it's an ant, whether it's a bee, whether it's a mosquito, any creation of Allah. Beforehand, it is already inspired with the necessary knowledge. Even you find a mouse is just born. If it sees a cat, it will run back into its hole. Its mother doesn't have to teach it that, you know what, the cat is a danger for you. It's intrinsically part of the chip inside this animal that it understands that. A dog, for the first time in his life, is running towards the stream. It won't stop. Who told that dog that you know how to swim? Intrinsically, it's in the psyche of that animal. It will jump in, it will start swimming immediately. It doesn't have to be taught by its mother. Insan in this sense is different. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Allah took you out of the wombs of your mothers. First thing Allah tells us about insan, لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You had no knowledge whatsoever. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Allah says, we gave you sight, we gave you hearing, we gave you a mind, we gave you a heart, we gave you comprehension. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan is born jahil. The other makhluk of Allah ta'ala, Allah says, كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحًا. Not only hidayat or knowledge for its worldly necessities, Allah says, every creation, قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحًا. We have already taught it its salah and its tasbih. Every makhluk is already making the ibadat of Allah. Everything besides insan is already making the ibadat of Allah. Insan, inna hadaynahu sabil, imma shakiro wa imma kafura. Allah says, we have opened up both roads in front of you. Imma shakiro wa imma kafura. Either you will make the shukr of Allah, you will engage in the ibadat, in the worship of Allah, you will submit yourself before Allah, wa imma kafura, or you will become very, very ungrateful to Allah. In other words, turn your backs upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give hidayat to some, and Allah will deprive of hidayat others. The rest of Allah's makhluk, thumma hada, they already have hidayat. Kullun qad alima salatahu wa tasbiha, Allah has already guided them. Insan is in need of hidayat. How great is this need for hidayat? In Surah Araf, Allah tells us, wa naza'na ma fi sudurihim min ghil. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Allah says, we will remove from the heart, court, male, filth, malice, greed, envy, jealousy, every negative quality. نَزَعْنَا. We will come kench lega. We will snatch it out of the heart of who? Of the one, of that person whom we are going to put into Jannah. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Rivers will be flowing beneath his feet. وَقَالُوا. And what will the Jannati say? The first thing the Jannati will say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Shukr to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. Alladhi hadana lihada, who gave us the hidayat that enabled us to reach Jannat. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. Jannat is impossible. Allah's pleasure is impossible. Iman is impossible. Guidance is impossible. Fulfilling the right of this life is impossible. Living in the way that Allah Ta'ala wants us to live is impossible. Becoming a human being in the true sense of the word is impossible without hidayat. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. We would never have been guided. We would never have got hidayat if Allah had not given us hidayat. The uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib, when he passed away, how hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. On that occasion, the verse of the Quran comes down, innaka, innaka, verily you, direct address. Allah directly addresses his Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, innaka, verily you, my beloved, la tahdi, you also cannot give hidayat. Man ahbab, to whom you want, walakinna Allah yahdi may yasha. Allah only, sirf or sirf, Allah only gives hidayah to whom Allah wants. Greatest need, greater than water, greater than air, greater than life, greater than any of the bounties of Allah Ta'ala in this world, the greatest need is hidayat, to gain guidance. What is hidayat? What is hidayat? A lot of times we make this dua, every rakat of every salah, every tablighi bayan, mashallah, Allah give us hidayat. Brothers, what fikr? We're making fikr for hidayat. We want hidayat for humanity. Sometimes we should pause and ask ourselves a question, what is hidayat? If you ask somebody, by what is hidayat? We speak so much about hidayat, but we wonder, what is hidayat? What is hidayat? Many, many interpretations ulama-i-kiram have given. One beautiful explanation, one of our kabirin gives. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. Allah addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابِ. O my beloved, you had no knowledge of the kitab of the Quran. وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. Nor did you have knowledge even of iman. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. But we made all this, in other words, the kitab, iman, guidance, we made it a noor, a light. نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Through that light, we will guide whom we wish amongst our slaves. So, ulama-i-kiram say that hidayat is noor. Hidayat is noor. Hidayat is a light by which we are able to distinguish between haqq and batil, by which we are able to distinguish between truth and falsehood, by which we are able to gain guidance. And when we talk of guidance, we should not have a restricted understanding of guidance. What is normally our understanding of hidayat and guidance? Guidance for akhirat, guidance for jannat. No, my respected brothers, that is not the only guidance. We need guidance for everything. We need guidance in the dunya also. You leave your house to go to shop in the morning, you need hidayat. How to go to that shop? What to do in that business? How to dress? How to talk? How to speak it? How to conduct yourself? What should come out of your mouth? When you raise your hand, what are you doing? When you are walking, what are you doing? When you approach someone, what are you doing? In every aspect, we need hidayat. Hidayat is the greatest need. Hidayat is a noor. Hidayat is a light. Hidayat is guidance, true guidance. That what guidance? In other words, in your shop, in your job, in your masjid, in your 24-hour daily life, do that which pleases Allah. Do that which pleases Allah. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. That is hidayat. And that is our greatest need. And that is Allah's command. Allah's command that this hidayat, this is only in my hands. Only in my hands. I want you to beg me for it. I want you to supplicate before me. Ask me for this hidayat. InshaAllah, we'll continue.